Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another installment of Morning Reload. From high above all other stupidly pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This is the segment of the program where I give you a little Monday morning ammunition to use against those liberal irritants that would interrupt your morning coffee. Once again this morning, we find out that the internet is forever. And when you're a political candidate, you should already know that all of the stuff you've said in the past is recorded somewhere. We should, however, in all fairness, allow for the possibility that people can change their minds because circumstances change. In addition, in some cases, the people we thought were one thing turn out to be something entirely different. For example, at one time, I thought former Senator Alan Simpson was actually a good guy. Now he's turned out to be another one of these redcoats. There are flip-flops, and then there are changes of opinion. But it's up to you, the voter, to decide which of those it is. And since we're in the media, let me give you one of the more famous political flip-flops ever. Here's climate warrior John Kerry from 2011 talking about the media.
The media has got to begin to not give equal time or equal balance to an absolutely absurd notion just because somebody asserts it.
Yeah, like everything John Kerry has ever said. But anyway, here's what he said in 2007 about that same topic.
Oh, I think the fairness doctrine ought to be there, and I also think the equal time doctrine ought to come back. One of the most profound changes in the balance of the media is when the conservatives got rid of the equal time requirements. You know, they've been able to squeeze down and squeeze out opinion of opposing views.
But now, of course, if you're a conservative, everything you say is just white supremacist hate speech. But the truth is, most politicians do this. I was for the Iraq War before I was against it, and all of that crap. And we have a little version of that happening in Wyoming right now. The mainstream Wyoming media is trying desperately to pin the I love Liz Cheney on Harriet Hagerman. I don't know if she does or not. But in a video from 2016, she definitely is singing Liz Cheney's praises. Here it is.
I am Harriet Hagerman. I'm a fourth generation Wyomingite, and I'm a water and natural resource attorney from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I am proud to introduce my friend, Liz Cheney. I know how heavy the hand of the federal government has become, and I have personally seen how it is destroying our businesses and our citizens' lives. I know how much heavy lifting it will take to roll this back, and I know that Liz Cheney is the one to do it. So I know how much heavy lifting it will take to solve these problems and to bring a national spotlight to focus on this federal overreach, and I know that Liz Cheney is the one to do it. I know that Liz Cheney is a proven, courageous, constitutional conservative, someone who has the education, the background, and experience to fight effectively for Wyoming on a national stage. There have been and will continue to be concerted effort to force true conservatives to sit down and shut up. Those efforts have never worked on me, and I know that they will not work on and have no effect on Liz Cheney. I am proud to introduce Liz Cheney as the next congressional representative from the great state of Wyoming.
What a ringing endorsement. But that was from 2016, before Liz Cheney started saying stuff like this.
Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. I am a conservative Republican, and the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law.
Yeah, like reverence for the principle of due process and stuff like that. And we all know what happened after that. The vast majority of Wyoming voted to censure her. The guys in Park County started a Fire Liz Cheney campaign. And now most of Wyoming doesn't trust her. But I doubt very seriously that any of us thought that Liz Cheney would pull this stunt. Oh, and I've heard all of it. I always knew that Liz Cheney was up to no good. I always knew that she would do something bad. Yeah. Right, like you've got some sort of political prognosticating crystal ball and you can say exactly what some representative is going to do that just so happens to hate Donald Trump. But the truth usually comes out when people are asked to account for what they've said before. On Cowboy State Politics, whenever we make an error, that is the very first thing we talk about on the next episode. But you can tell a lot about someone by how they handle being held accountable after they say or do stupid stuff. And we'll go there next after a very brief but completely obscene profit timeout. There are only a couple of things that are certain in this world. The first is that politicians say really stupid stuff, and the second is that it snows in Wyoming. And that white crap is coming, my friends. What you need to do is get with Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. Nick and Jesse will set you up with a building where you can hide all of those fancy summertime toys so they don't get snowed on during the winter. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget to check out the sponsors tab on the website. It'll tell you exactly where the Wing It food truck will be so you can get yourself some of those yummy, yummy hot wings. On October 10th, Cowboy State Politics will be broadcasting live from the Rail Yard Cafe in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's going to be a roundtable about taxes and a number of issues going on around the state. You can find the link to the live event on cowboystatepolitics.com under the live tab, or I'll also be posting it on social media. Also, don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Of course, I'll post all the episodes there, as well as any articles I might find during the week that I think might interest you. So like it, follow it, and tell everybody you know about it. And one more thing. If you'd like to be notified when there's a new episode of Cowboy State Politics, you need to subscribe to the podcast. You can do that when you click on the episode and you'll see a little subscribe button, or you can do it from the website. So make sure you subscribe to the program so you're up to date on every single new episode that comes out from Cowboy State Politics. And now, back to the program. Okay, so like I was saying, you can tell a lot about somebody by how they handle being held accountable. That is, when they screw up and they're called on the carpet, how they deal with it tells us an extraordinary amount about their character. Some people make excuses. Others, like John Kerry, just completely ignore that they ever said anything to the contrary. And then there's those politicians that try to obfuscate and try to get out of it. But the people that have integrity own up to what they said and just say, yep, that was a dumb idea. They accept responsibility and move forward. But you hardly ever get that response out of politicians. So we're left to deal with whatever it is they say after the dumb stuff they've said comes out. To the cow pie, where we find all sorts of bovine excrement. In an article entitled, Hagerman Says She Was Fooled Into Opposing Trump in 2016, published on September 27, 2021 by Jim Angle. In response to the New York Times story about that 2016 speech, Hagerman says, quote, "The national news media is trying to ride to Liz Cheney's defense by attacking me," end quote. Yeah, the whole it's a conspiratorial hit job response. Also from the same article, another little jewel, and I quote, here's Hagerman. "The fact is, I heard and believed the lies the Democrats and Liz Cheney's friends in the media were telling me at the time, and that is ancient history, as I quickly realized their allegations against President Trump were untrue. They lied about him before he was elected and continue to lie about him to this day," end quote. And one more, and I quote, "He," President Trump, "was the greatest president of my lifetime, and I'm proud to have been able to re-nominate him in 2020. I'm proud to strongly support him today. Our country would be in a better place with him still in office," end quote. Two thoughts here. The first of which is a political sidestep. When she says that the national news media is just trying to come to Liz Cheney's defense, well, that really doesn't answer the charge about her speech from 2016. That's political misdirection. My second thought, however, is you've no doubt heard that Harriet Hagerman was kind of part of the Never Trump campaign before 2016. But in this article, she says that, yep, she was wrong and that President Trump became the greatest president of her lifetime. That is her owning up to saying something stupid. So, kind of a mixed bag when you look at it. On the one hand, she doesn't really address at all the speech from 2016. However, she does say that she was wrong in her opposition to President Trump, so we need to give her credit for that. But that'll about do it for this episode of Morning Reload. Coming on Wednesday, we're going to break a story that is going to infuriate just about every parent in the state of Wyoming. You don't want to miss Wednesday's episode. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.